What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Reardon Show.
The man's got guts. He's got oranges the size of beach balls.
I don't care what corporate media outlets say. I don't care what Hollywood says. I don't care what big corporations say. Here I stand. I'm not backing down.
This is the Mark Reardon Show.
All right, well, good afternoon. As we get started here, let me just say this. I just accidentally killed Sylvester Stallone, but he's okay. All right, I just want to make that clear. Because Sue was walking in, and I said, hey, Sly Stone died, which is true. But it's Sly and the Family Stone, Sly Stone, not Sylvester Stallone.
So just to be clear. Woo, see?
Yeah. Well, no, I know how that happens. I worked with a guy many years ago, John Belmont, who was an ABC News anchor. And he went on the air on the network, and this was, you know, nationwide, and said that Bob Hope was dead. And Bob Hope's agent texted, or well, back then it wasn't even texting, like got a hold of ABC News in New York and said, hey, I'm sitting here with him in the
he
in
looks
the kitchen.
All right to me.
I think he's okay. So that was actually the first day. It was my first trip ever to New York City. And I fly in, and John Belmont, you know, welcomed me at the door of ABC News. And I was on the airplane, so I didn't know. He goes, I just killed Bob Hope today. I'm like, whoa, that's pretty dramatic. But wow. There's so much going on, Sue. And you know, it's funny because as we go into the weekend on Friday, we were talking a lot about on the roundtable what happened with Elon and Trump. That seems like it was like weeks ago at this point, because I don't know if you were dialed into
nope.
Friday night with Simone Biles and Riley Gaines. Huh. Do you know anything about that?
No, I mean, I've heard talk of it, but I really like to unplug, and you know I'm only
well, right.
half plugged in generally.
I get that, but I've made the mistake of opening up Twitter on Friday night, and this thing got crazy, and Olivia Krolchek's going to be with us, I think even in this hour, to talk about this. We have Charles Lipson coming up. Sean Spicer's going to be on the show. We'll talk a little bit about Medicaid with Dave Rose, who is an UMSL professor of economics. But then, of course, the big story is what's happening in Los Angeles. Now, here's what I'll say. We're going to welcome Brian Ping in from KNX. There's a lot of this that looks very familiar to me from Ferguson and some
yeah.
of the other things that have happened. Because how many, well, let's ask Brian, because let's welcome him in. He was on it with us last week from KNX in Los Angeles. He's a St. Louis guy. How are you, Brian Ping? You've been busy, haven't you?
I have, but I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. But, you know, one of the things I thought of, your population out there is roughly what in the L.A. metro area?
About 10 million or so. If you expand that out to all of SoCal, about 20 million.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So when I'm seeing some of this stuff that's going on, it seems still like a relatively small number of people. Now, some of the protests have been bigger, but the troublemakers, and I think both the police chief out there and President Trump agree that these are professional protesters. So where do we sit right now on this Monday afternoon with everything? The National Guard gets called in. They start burning cars on fire, throwing things at police cars. Where are we currently in that whole thing? And is it getting, you know, a lot of times what happened in Ferguson, it got worse at night, right? So make some predictions here. Is it going to get ugly again tonight?
Yeah, that's the point. We have to wait until tonight because, you know, that's when the narrative wells crawl out of whatever hole they came out of and really take the spotlight away from anyone who had a legitimate concern about these raids. So what you see is, you know, on the weekends especially, and, you know, the timing of this to have initially happened on a Friday, and then you have a 2 days of these mass protests going on, and then they devolve into something entirely different once we get around sundown, 6-7 o'clock.
Right.
So far today, I'm not seeing as much as I saw the last couple of days. On Saturday, we would have barely had anything if not for some apparent misunderstanding in a suburb not too far from L.A. Near a Home Depot, where it was perceived that a raid was going to be carried out of day laborers. We still don't know for sure if that was the intent, but nonetheless, I mean, that sparked a whole day of a giant mess there. And what happened yesterday might have been carryover from that. We don't know. So, you know, so far right now, I know just about as much as you do as far as what we can expect.
Well, so like this Rick Caruso guy who ran for mayor, and we talked about him a lot during the wildfires, right? He tweets out yesterday, there is no emergency, widespread threat, or out of control violence in Los Angeles, and absolutely no danger that justifies deployment of the National Guard. Bill Malusian at Fox tweeted that out, like, I think about 5 hours after that, said, well, this didn't age well because things did get real ugly. But it was my understanding that, yeah, it was an elected official that was live streaming something and led people to believe maybe something that wasn't happening. And then it just got out of control.
It has mostly been limited, you know, what we saw yesterday and the stuff that's been making rounds this morning to a several block area downtown. It's not like it's popping up, you know, all over the city. It's mostly, and then there's a section of freeway right near City Hall in Los Angeles. If you're familiar with it, it's the 101 here downtown, which is, you know, very easy to walk onto. It's a shallow on-ramp. And usually when we have major protests like this, like we had in 2020, a mob of people will just take it over. We'll walk onto it en masse and just stand there blocking traffic, forcing a freeway shutdown for hours at a time. That was kind of the center of activity. But to say that there was really any major incidents of note beyond that immediate downtown area, you know, we didn't see it, or it didn't rise to the area of headline news. I will say that I stepped outside. I was there late last night at the our station, which is a good 5 miles down the street, and I was hearing like the occasional thunderous boom of something. I don't know what, but tensions may have been high citywide, but as far as the flashpoint, it's just been limited to certain small areas.
Now, one of the things that they're saying is, like, one of these guys that ICE arrested in the LA operation, he's a convicted murderer and gang member. He was involved in a shooting of a high school graduation party in San Marino in 1994, which killed some teenagers and injuring 7 others. So is it your impression that you know, there are people that are being swept up in this that are kind of pretty bad people, bad hombres that are criminals, aren't there?
Oh, certainly. But then you also have to consider anybody else who might have been there, what roles they might have played. I mean, did they actively try to block enforcement? In that case, you might have some U.S. citizens that get caught up. And we only really know the identities of about 6 of what we were told were 118 people that have been detained. And I would wager that a good portion of them would be bad people with criminal records.
Right, right.
But you also get some other people swept into it too. So I can't imagine they're a perfect 118 of 118 of these people that they arrested being violent criminal aliens.
Well, listen, thank you for joining us as we get started here this afternoon. I hope things don't go poorly tonight, but we appreciate it, Brian. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Right. I appreciate it.
You know, one of the things that you think about, and you got to keep your fingers crossed, somebody's going to get killed here, and whether it's a cop or somebody else, this stuff is nuts. One of the things that they did, Sue, and Fred, you know this, is they set some of these self-driving taxis on fire, and then they're throwing things and they're hurling bricks. I saw one of the videos this morning where they were literally trying to chip away some of the sidewalk and some crosswalks for big pieces of, you know, cement that they could throw on police cars. They brought horses in at one point. Now, a lot of this, let's face it, it's because of Trump. Like, here's Cory Booker talking about this, Senator Booker.
For the president to do this when it wasn't requested, breaking with generations of tradition, is only going to incite the situation and make things worse. The reality is we see peaceful protests launching in Los Angeles. And again, any violence against police officers should not be accepted. Local authorities can handle that.
Okay, well, they apparently couldn't handle it. It looked pretty bad. The police chief is certainly on board with these are professional protesters that are moving in.
Some would call them anarchists or by any other variety of names. But they're people that we run across routinely city to city. And this is what they do. So even more disgusting that many of the people who are doing this come in from other places just to hurt people and to cause havoc.
Yeah, and we've seen that here in St. Louis. And then there's Gavin Newsom, because Gavin Newsom, who started to seem like he was a little sane because he wants to run for president, he's challenging Tom Homan. This could be an interesting showdown.
Come after me. Arrest me. Let's just get it over with. Tough guy. You know, I don't give a damn. But I care about my community. I care about this community. The hell are they doing? These guys need to grow up. They need to stop. And we need to push back. And I'm sorry to be so clear, but that kind of bloviating is exhausting.
Okay, so, what's the bloviating?
There are people
that are throwing things at police cars and they're getting violent and they're setting fires. So are you, because this is what's happening with the Democrats right now. And it's no surprise, right? They're siding with the criminals. They're siding with the criminals. Now, I would say you do want to be a little careful with the National Guard coming in, because there are going to be people that aren't going to react to that. And these ICE raids have already set people on edge. But wow, that has gotten nuts very, very, very quickly. We're going to talk about it this afternoon. We've got Charles Lipson from the University of Chicago coming up. I mentioned Olivia Krolchek. I'm telling you, if you're not up to date on the Riley Gaines, Simone Biles feud, wow, that got crazy. And it accelerated very quickly, even faster than Elon and Trump. That's coming up as well. Oh, we got Schmidt, Eric Schmidt, in advance of the congressional baseball game at 5:04.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Well, you indicated, Sue, that you like to kind of get out of the news cycle. I do that as well, but Saturday I posted something on Twitter that was a really, really good read from our friend Batya Ungar Sargon, and this had to do with the Musk-Trump feud. And one of the things that Axios was reporting about this, the New York Times reported too, is that before all this happened, the president had learned something that did not sit well with him, that the Pentagon was scheduled to brief Elon on a military plan relating to a potential war with China. The president learned of the meeting via the New York Times report. That infuriated him. And the quote is, "What the F is Elon doing there? Make sure he doesn't go." So, you know, you had then Axios saying POTUS still very much loves Elon, but there are some red lines. And of course, he has business, a lot of business in China. There were a couple other things that happened. But that sort of was the rupture point, or maybe something that really broke them apart. There's other things that happened as well, that during the trip to the Middle East, Musk, when President Trump went there, Elon worked hard to try to derail a deal between the United Arab Emirates and Sam Altman's OpenAI, Sam Altman from St. Louis. So there are a lot of factors that were happening, a lot of things happening at the same time. And what's interesting is I checked Elon's feed last night and today. He's been mainly, now this could have changed in the last few hours, mainly tweeting about L.A. and seemingly pretty supportive of President Trump. Charles Lipson is with us this afternoon, professor emeritus at the University of Chicago. He writes at The Spectator magazine, Real Clear Politics and others. Charles, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing well, a lot better than a store owner in L.A., that's for sure.
Well, let's start with that. I had my friend Brian Ping on from KNX, and yeah, this got really crazy over the weekend. It's hard for me not to predict that it's probably not going to just settle down automatically tonight. You got police cars that are having bricks thrown at them, cars set on fire. A lot of people, and look, they're professional protesters, Charles, so I don't know how much of this is just folks coming out. I have seen some peaceful protests. I've seen big marches, but when I see the violence, there are a smaller number of people, but then the controversy is Trump makes it worse because he calls in the National Guard. What's your thought on that?
Absolutely. The city of Los Angeles, when the first ICE agents called in the police because they were being attacked, the police didn't come for 2 hours. We don't know why yet. But and then we now have Gavin Newsom, who has downplayed the protest, much like Mayor of Los Angeles.
Mayor Bass, right.
Karen Bass, who herself, you know, was a member of the Vince Ramos Brigade that went to Cuba to support Castro and so forth. But the fact is, the first duties of any government are to protect the citizens in their country from foreign threats and domestic threats. Now, in a democracy, we have to do that in a constitutional way, and we should do it in a constitutional way. But there's no evidence that I've seen that sending in the National Guard was unconstitutional. It's normally called in by the governor, but Gavin Newsom didn't want to call it in, and in fact is suing President Trump for having called it in. But remember, well, you're too young to remember, but I remember in 1956, or maybe it was 57, when the schools would not be, when there was resistance in Arkansas to the integration of the schools. They wouldn't let a young black girl into the school, even though the courts had ruled that she should be able to attend a formerly white school. And Governor Orville Faubus of Arkansas refused to call up the National Guard, and President Eisenhower called it up to escort her in. So that's perfectly reasonable. Let me say one more thing. What I think would be overreach, it's certainly possible for the federal government to overreach. I think it would be overreach to send in the military, the ordinary military.
Well, it looks like he's calling in Marines now, so we'll see what happens with that, because that's a bit of breaking news.
I think that would be a mistake politically.
Yeah, right.
I think it would be a mistake in a lot of different ways. Call up other National Guards. Call up whoever you need. Don't call the armed forces to enforce domestic order. The second thing is, while Gavin Newsom and Mayor Bass have done awful things, they haven't done anything that merits their arrest. And I think it would be both an error legally, but more importantly, an error politically, for them to be arrested at this point. But I do think that RICO laws should be looked into for whoever's funding this, because this is organized.
There's no doubt. Everyone kind of agrees on that point. I'm going to run out of time because there's so much to cover. I have to get your thoughts on Elon and Musk because I hit the air on Thursday, I guess that was. I'm losing track of time. And this thing is just exploding on the X, formerly Twitter, that Elon Musk owns. And let's face it, it got pretty nasty there for a while. Now, it's kind of the temperatures, I think, have calmed down. But man, that was not comfortable. And I don't think it's good for the country. And it's not really good for moving the country forward. And then piggybacking on that, you have all this stuff in L.A. over the weekend. So things are rather tense, I think, just to sum it up that way.
I completely agree. I think it's in the interest of both Trump and Musk to tone it down. Again, Trump overstepped when he said, I'm going to take away federal contracts from Musk.
Right.
On what basis?
Yeah.
This is just overreach. But Trump is in the stronger position here. But both of them have thin skins. The richest man in the world and the most powerful man in the world, thin skins and somewhat different views about how the world should work. I think the underlying issue here really is that for the first time since the days of Bob Dole, we now have Republicans concerned about budget deficits during a Republican administration. They would always target Democrats for deficits, and Democrats always target Republicans, although Democrats don't really care about it. But this is the first time we've begun to see people say, this is unsustainable. We need to begin cutting back. Trump doesn't want to do that. Musk does.
Yeah, so where does that leave us with the big, beautiful bill? Because one of the things, and I've defended the bill because it's going to be a $4.5 trillion tax increase if they don't pass it. I get the complaints about spending. So somebody said this last week, and I agree with it, that, look, Elon's stance, Rand Paul's stance, Ron Johnson from Wisconsin, these are principled stances, and I agree with them on the fiscal insanity. But there's a practicality that has to happen, sadly, that happens in Washington, and that's what we're up against right now.
You're exactly right, Mark. The best comment I heard on this was from Louisiana Senator John Kennedy. And he said, I want to start cutting the budget until we run out of votes. And I think that's a very smart way to put it. You've got to pass this. You can start cutting it until you run out of votes. It's a travesty that there are big SALT deductions for state and local taxes in these high-tax blue states that are in the bill. But there are Republicans in New York who fear that they won't be reelected if they don't have something to give their constituents. So it's hard to know how this will work out. The Senate bill will look different from the House. They'll have to get together, the two of them. And then I think there was an old statement, I think it was Dr. Johnson, who once said, there's nothing that so concentrates the mind as the threat of hanging in the morning. And I think that the tax increases that you talked about, Mark, that's the threat of hanging in the morning.
Yeah, and then you have, you know, I would say that we have a wild card here in Missouri with Senator Hawley, because he's focusing on, certainly I think he's concerned about fiscal insanity, I would hope so. But he's focusing on the Medicaid cuts, and that gets very complicated. Look, he's taking ads out that say, we're not going to cut Medicaid, we're going to protect seniors. You know, this goes back to some of the things that happened with Obamacare. So a lot of this is, you know, strange bedfellows, if you will.
I completely agree. There must be a lot of poor rural voters who vote for who vote Republican who are very concerned about that. And who would vote for the Republican senator from Missouri unless they were overly concerned that he would cut their ability to get medical care. But there are people, there are illegal aliens on Medicaid. There are people who are refusing to work who are on Medicaid.
Right.
There are states, and I assume Missouri is one, that would like to audit what goes on in these payments to make sure that the state version of it is not overpaying for things they don't need. And all of those need to be included. And then we have to figure out a way to make Medicare and Medicaid sustainable over the long run. time.
Yeah, because to your point, look, if you look at, and I don't have these numbers at the top of my head right now, but if you look at the explosion just in the time I've been back here in St. Louis, which is 2006, in the budget in Missouri. Now, we have to balance our budget, but the Medicaid expenses are the biggest chunk, and that's one of the issues that's at play right now. Charles, it's always great to have you on. I hope you're enjoying your Monday. Who knows what's going to happen by the end of the week because it's crazy right now.
There could be some L.A. real estate very cheap by the end of the week.
Unfortunately, there might be. That's Charles Lipson from the University of Chicago. Olivia Krolchek is coming up, who is, you know, someone who swam with Riley Gaines, very outspoken on some of this gender stuff. And there was a war that was started between Riley and Simone Biles over the weekend. We're going to sum it up coming up.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So yeah, things got crazy over the weekend. First of all, you know, as some backstory, Champlin Park is this high school in Minnesota that won the state championship with this is the 4A state championship in Minneapolis with a biological male, Marissa Rothenberger. And the pitcher has just been, we've been tracking this, been smoking the competition, only three hits allowed in a 6-0 shutout. So Riley Gaines and a lot of other folks, Jen Say, Olivia Krolchek, who's going to join us here in a second, they've been very outspoken about this. We've tracked it. Well, then on Friday night, I start looking at the ex-formerly Twitter, and Simone Biles gets involved in this, and she directs her comments to Riley Gaines. She says, "You're truly sick. All of this campaigning because you lost a race. Straight up sore loser. You should be uplifting the trans community and perhaps finding a way to make sports inclusive or," that's in caps, "creating a new avenue where trans feel safe in sports. Maybe a transgender category in all sports, but instead you bully them. One thing's for sure, no one in sports is safe with you around." So that kind of, I don't know if that came out of nowhere, but then I'm following Olivia Krolchek, who is with the Leadership Institute, the Women's Leadership Program, and she's with us this afternoon. She's been a guest many times. Olivia, I was following your tweets. They got pretty heated on Friday night. I don't even know where to start. Wow, this got crazy quickly, didn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me on. You said you saw my X tweets. I certainly did not hold back. I was very fired up with what they were saying to Riley.
I noticed that. Now, did she just kind of address Riley? Had she engaged in any of this before, or it just came out of nowhere? Or it was directly, you know, in reaction to what I mentioned in Minneapolis, right, with this trans pitcher?
I think it was so out of the blue, because Simone has not been very outspoken on these issues. But then if you look back, she had a post in October of 2017 saying, good thing that we don't have to compete against the men, otherwise we wouldn't have these medals. Duh.
Yeah.
Now she's backtracking on it.
Well, see, this is what you and I have talked about this before. One of the things that's disappointing is you have had more people who have come public, including a lot of male, you know, professional athletes who are retired, but people along the lines of maybe even Aaron Rodgers said, look, this is a fairness issue. And on this case in Minnesota, you know, what's interesting is that if you look at the Minneapolis Star Tribune, I'm sure you know this, Olivia, if you look at the ESPN coverage, they make no reference to this being controversial or a trans pitcher. They act like it's just something, you know, it's a girl pitcher up there, nothing's unusual, that nobody can hit her pitches or his pitches, as the case may be.
Yeah, of course. And the thing that's really sad about the whole Simone issue, she is someone who reaped the benefits of Title IX and the ability to have access to single-sex spaces and single-sex sports. And then she retires and turns around and is bought and paid for and says, well, actually, I think the men should be allowed to compete against all the other girls who want to be like me one day. There are so many girls who look up to her and so many other female athletes who want to be like that, who they'll never get to if they have to continue to compete against these trans people in their sports.
So, you know, what's interesting is in her, you know, response to Riley, she kind of was all over the map, wasn't she? Because then she's talking about, well, maybe a separate situation for trans athletes. I don't know how that's practical at all, but she clearly, something set her off and she attacked Riley. I have some audio from both you and Riley that I'm going to play here in a little bit after I let you go. But I was surprised that Simone Biles got involved in this. And then, of course, you have Jen Tsai, J.K. Rowling got involved. So I guess I would say, like, Team Riley and Team Olivia got a lot of support out there the other night.
Absolutely. We have a lot of support because it's a common sense issue. And we saw with the election that most people do support common sense issues. And they don't want to be seeing these men going and dominating these female athletes. Not only that, but they're taking away podium spots, competition team spots, but they're taking away scholarships. They're taking away the right to change in a bathroom without a boy standing right there and being exposed to them. So they've been taking a lot away from these girls. So, of course, we have the majority on our side.
One of the things that does surprise me is, and this is probably media-oriented that they don't feature this, but you would think that the parents of a lot of these young girls who were beaten, you know, in this competition in Minnesota or wherever it happens, would be a little bit more outspoken. But look, they're probably afraid of being shamed and their own kids having, you know, targets on their back, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, think about the threats that I've gotten. I've had people show up at my house, say they're going to kill me. I'm the next Lake and Riley. I quite literally was held hostage by 200 people just for speaking out about these issues. So, of course, the parents don't want to lose their jobs, lose their friends, things like that. So I get it. But unfortunately, if losing your job or your job is more important than your daughter, then that's kind of a problem you need to figure out. And we're also seeing the bullying that's coming on social media. Simone just did it to Riley, trying to body shame her, to body shame a 5'5", which is average height for a female, by the way, accomplished athlete, and say that she looks like a man. First of all, is admitting that there's a difference between men and women, but also, why body shame when you yourself are a very muscular person and barely are 4'8"?
Yeah, that was surprising to me. It really was. So then, J.K. Rowling, this is sort of side note, because I noticed something, because I used to pay a lot more attention to Hollywood. I was a movie critic in a different era. So they have this story in Variety, which is one of the main trade publications, you know, in Hollywood. It's the Hollywood Reporter and Variety. And I guess the guy that played Draco Malfoy in Harry Potter is going to star on Broadway. So the headline is Harry Potter star Tom Felton on playing Malfoy on Broadway and why J.K. Rowling's controversy doesn't impact his view of the franchise. So I read the article and my response was, yeah, it's super controversial to believe that biological boys should not compete against girls or be in women's prisons. So they have to drag J.K. Rowling's controversy into the mix, not making note at all that the controversy is supported by 90% of the people probably in this country. I mean, I've stopped saying 80-20 because I think it's 90-10 or 95-5. But of course, Hollywood has to focus on that. And J.K. Rowling, of course, as you know, Olivia, she never backs down, right?
Of course, yeah. Oh my gosh, J.K. Rowling is such an inspiration to me and so many other, you know, influencers and people out there who speak up on this issue, because she never backs down, and we love to see that. We need to see someone else who's the generation above us leading us in this fight, because it is hard sometimes when you're in your teens, you're in your early 20s, and you're the one trying to lead a fight that should not even exist. The generations before us fought for Title IX. They fought for issues like this. And here we are trying to re-fight for them. So yeah, J.K. Rowling is an incredible force to be reckoned with.
I noticed that, and Jen Say was a guest last week from XXXY, but there was a, I don't know if it was a news release or just something they put on social, that Athleta partners with 11 elite athletes to continue its mission of empowering women and girls. And that's coordinated. The timing is very unfortunate for Simone Biles. But I don't think, and Simone Biles is one of those, I don't think Simone Biles really pays too high of a price here, because as I indicated before, most of the legacy media, they won't even acknowledge this is happening.
They won't, of course. They're going to turn a blind eye. But honestly, with the amount of attention that this issue got, I think that she will suffer some consequences, as she should. I mean, speaking against Riley in this issue was kind of a shameful thing for her to do, especially if you look at her past, not to bring up this issue or anything, but it's kind of important. She was abused by a male being a gymnast. So were so many other gymnasts. And to go ahead and advocate for the inclusion of these men in female spaces doesn't make sense. And I think that's not a good look for her. So that might affect her partnerships in the future.
Well, one of the things that J.K. Rowling is really, really focused on, and we haven't maybe talked about as much of this in this country, although Kamala Harris paid the prices, there have been so many of these documented cases of people who are claimed to be trans who go into a women's prison. And I think one of the questions you asked and Riley said, hey, what about if Larry Nassar decided that he's a woman and goes to a women's prison? That would be an interesting dynamic, unfortunately. But that's, I guess, something Simone Biles and others don't want to think about.
Certainly, of course, they don't want to think about it. They don't really care as long as they're getting a paycheck to advocate against this issue. But yeah, we are seeing that across the nation, especially in California. We've seen, I mean, tens, if not hundreds at this point, of these men identifying as women to go into women's prisons. And what is like the dream of a sex offender? To be housed with a bunch of women in a prison where nothing can change. So yeah, it's definitely happening for sure.
And we pay for it. The taxpayers pay for it. Yeah. Well, as I indicated with my tweet the other night, I'm on Team Riley and Team Olivia. You keep at them, Olivia. I know you're fired up about this, and I appreciate that.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah, take care. Thanks for joining me on a Monday. I want you to hear some of the audio from Riley Gaines. She does a really good job when it comes to this issue. She put like a 4.5-minute post up on the X, formerly Twitter. So that's coming up here. We got Sue's News. Hey, with Sue, she was out on Friday. That's coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. Senator Schmidt's going to join us a little bit later this afternoon. Sue, I have something very, very special as an introduction, because this week is the congressional baseball game. I actually attended one of these in person. It's so much fun. They do it for charity. It's not softball. It's real baseball. And Schmidt has become one of the all-stars. And we heard from Rodney Davis last week. Rodney, former Illinois congressman who was on the team for many years with another former congressman, John Shimkus. And Shimkus was a pitcher. Gave him a lot of grief about that. He let up a lot of runs to the Democrats. But Rodney was part of the battery. He was the catcher. But Rodney's coaching, and they take this seriously. Like, before business starts in Washington on any given day, they have a practice. Of course, that's where the shooting took place several years ago. But Schmidt is in game shape. And I've created a little intro for him that hopefully I think people, especially those of you who have been with me from the beginning, because I don't know if you even know the reference, but when Eric first got on the scene in the Senate, I called him the official state senator of the Mark Reardon Show. We were at one time, we were in Columbia at a homecoming parade, and I was throwing candy out there, and people were yelling, hey, aren't you the guy on the Mark Reardon Show? This was before he became the esteemed, you know, attorney general,
That's
the state
great.
Treasurer. So I've got something a little special for him later. I'm doing some of this backwards right now because we had Olivia set up, but I wanted you to hear what Riley said in particular about the tweet from Simone Biles and how this got so heated the other night.
Yesterday, Simone Biles, the Olympic gymnast, the best of the best, bar none. There is no one else even remotely in her league in women's gymnastics. I guess in an attempt to be inclusive and virtuous, decided to sell out all women and girls who have dreams to achieve and to succeed, and to specifically personally attack and body shame me. She tweeted this out of the blue, like this came out of nowhere, and she said, Riley, me, you're truly sick, all of this campaigning because you lost a race. First of all, if she's insinuating I lost to a man, I've lost several races in my career. Duh, that's part of being an athlete. But if she's saying I lost to a man, that's factually incorrect. We tied. Besides the point.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting there.
That's
now,
true.
It is true. And now on the body shaming, this is where, you know, look, emotions get involved. I'll be the first to tell you that I press go on a tweet sometimes and I'm like, uh-oh, maybe I shouldn't do that. I've deleted some tweets. But she said, and I think Riley covers this, that you should bully someone your own size, which would ironically be a male. And she addresses that, I think.
Straight up sore loser. You should be uplifting the trans community and perhaps finding a way to make sports inclusive or creating a new avenue where trans feel safe in sports. Let me get something straight. It's my job. It's the women's job. This is what Simone Biles is saying. It's the women's job to find a way for the men's feelings to be validated, for their identity to be affirmed. That's not my job, actually, at all. So to say I should be doing this is insane. If she wants to use her platform to uplift men and women's sports, then by all means. But it's certainly not my job, and I don't believe it's the job of any woman to do this.
I would agree with Riley on that. And here I think we get to the bullying part, which is weird, just the way that she wrote all this out the other night.
She goes on to say, but instead you bully them. One thing's for sure, no one in sports is safe with you around. I can't even make sense of that last part, actually. Then out of the blue, she tweeted this. Bully someone your own size, which would ironically be a male. Which is hilarious, really for two reasons. Number one, she's acknowledging there are differences, like physiological, biological differences between men and women in saying this. Secondly, I'm 5'5", which might seem like a giant to someone who's like 4'7", 4'8", but I'm pretty standard size for a woman. I guess like relatively muscular, right? Being an athlete, I would imagine Simone would understand that, but I weigh like 135 pounds, 5'5", of pretty much pure muscle.
So you missed the visual there. Let me walk you through something. And as someone who has no muscle, at least at this point in my life, she shows her bicep off when she's doing the...
Oh, yeah.
And man, she is in great shape there. But, you know, going back to... I want to play a little bit more audio. Going back to Athleta, and Jen Say got involved in this because they say that they partner with 11 elite athletes, including Simone Biles, to continue its mission of empowering women and girls. How in the world can you say empowering women and girls without, like, taking a stand on this very issue? This is one of the most important issues for girls in sports right now,
yes,
across the board. That's why, by the way, parents are pretty turned off by this. That's why I've indicated that the young girl who lives next door to me, who plays for Rockwood, she's in her backyard every night. Her discipline on, you know, she's got a net there and she takes batting practice every single night. Someone like that who has worked so hard as a young girl to make sure that she can compete and achieve. And now you have young biological boys who are taking, or at least potentially taking, those slots away.
If anyone would understand that, you would think it's Simone Biles, a woman who has historically been scrutinized for having a very muscular, masculine-looking body. She was scrutinized to the point she did this whole body positivity campaign. Then she has the nerve to say that I look like a man. And not to mention, this is a woman who has been incredibly brave in calling out and witnessing the horrific sexual abuse that she and hundreds of other female gymnasts faced at the hands of one sexual predator, that predator being Larry Nassar. In the same breath, believing that vulnerable women should be forced to strip down naked in front of men in locker rooms, so long as it makes the man feel happy. If Larry Nassar came out as trans, would Simone think it's responsible or safe for him to be housed in a women's prison?
Well, that's a great question. Outside of that, though, just the issue of, you know, biological men being allowed to undress in front of women. That's just, how could that be controversial that should not happen? One more here.
If Larry Nassar came out as trans, would Simone think it's responsible or safe for him to be housed in a women's prison? To be very, very clear, I could care less what Simone Biles says about me. I'm a very secure person. I know I'm on the right side of history. I'm married, so if she wants to say I look like a man, I literally could care less. The most heartbreaking part about this for me is the platform that she has and the amount of young girls who look up to her, that she just in a blink of an eye sold out to appear to be virtuous. What we saw from Simone is the definition of pulling up the ladder behind you, something people like Megan Rapinoe have also done. I have a feeling that if Simone's inclusive dream came true, she would have zero Olympic medals and no one would even know who she is. So if she wants to advocate for men and women's sports, by all means, it's America. You get to do that. I get to call you stupid for it, but you get to do that. Maybe in the 28 Olympics, she can compete and pommel horse in the rings.
So here's what's interesting about the media angle to me. Riley Gaines is literally on Fox with Will Cain right now talking about this issue, right? Mm-hmm. But will Simone Biles, this is rhetorical, right? Simone Biles won't be on ESPN or CBS this morning or CNN explaining her position. Well, maybe CNN because they're empathetic, but because then she'd have to explain more of what she says. And she did this in an emotional outburst, and most of the legacy media will just ignore it. And that, I think, is unfortunate.
Get more at 971talk.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.